A new exhibit at Green Bay's Neville Public Museum is showcasing the stories, artifacts, and traditions of Northeast Wisconsin's Latino community. Estamos Aquí opened this weekend and aims to connect people with the positive impacts Latinos have had on the region.
David Liddick joins us now. He's a professor emeritus and political scientist in political science at UW Green Bay and a member of the exhibit committee. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Patricia Aguayo is a teacher at Casa Alba in Green Bay and received a Presidential Award for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching in 2010. Patricia, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And they both join us from our Green Bay studio. David, where did the idea from this exhibit start?
Well, it started about 3 years ago. We had a very small kind of a little exhibit, there was a kind of a talk of committed to doing more, and so that over a period of 3 years, but really working hard over 2 years, is about a dozen of us really coming from Casa Alba and the Latino community that we assembled and started to meet with Neville Museum on a regular basis. And we started throwing out ideas. And it was a terrific is that these ideas actually really were transformed into the exhibit itself.
And David, take us in through the door. What do we see and hear when we go to the exhibit?
This is wonderful because you start with a migrant farm worker's home there, right? It was a cabin, and it's replicated. Originally, when Antonio Saldana was a little boy, 4 years old, he lived there. His parents were migrant crop pickers, and they're picking in Ocano County for the Bond Pickle Company. As their family moved on, Antonio stayed in Green Bay area and is now, he's a teacher now. That started. And so when you enter the exhibit, what you do is that we've replicated the shelter, the home, basically, which it was for the migrant farm workers. And then after that, what you do, you start to get a tour of the experience of the Latinos in Northeast Wisconsin. Emerge with about seven great ideas, and these ideas were really transformed. In other words, one is you get a kind of the evolution and development of the workforce, really beginning with farm work. Going to seasonal farm work. As you know, now the dairy industry is huge, the Latino contribution to the dairy industry, working in factories and now teaching in schools and in professional work.
I'll dig more into what we see in the exhibit. I want to bring Patricia in. Patricia, one aspect of Estamos Aquí is education and language, and you were a teacher in the first bilingual school program in Green Bay. Can you talk about that perspective on this exhibit at the Neville?
Definitely. It's very educational, especially for not just for the Latino community, but the Latino in general. Just to go there and see how Latinos impact in the area of Green Bay in a positive way. Many of us has been working very hard to make a difference in our community, not just in education, but also in the health area, also in translating documents and to make sure that all the information that we are getting from the white community go through our Latino community with comprehension. And a lot of us spend a lot of time going back to school, get our degree, and be with all the requirements that we need to be working in a professional setting, which make us all proud of what we are doing. Obviously, it's a hard situation for some of us, especially when come to this country with very limited English. So they work very hard to improve their language so they can communicate with the community in a positive way.
And this, Patricia, is a bilingual exhibit. Are you hoping that this helps bridge maybe a gap between people in northeastern Wisconsin and Latino members of the community?
Definitely, yeah. It's one of the wonderful ideas to, when I saw that exhibit, in both languages, it really make me very proud because we want to reach the Latino community by having the native language in the exhibit for those who are still learning the English language, but also having the English side by side for the English speaking people to to compare both languages. And even for our little children who are learning in bilingual programs in the school district, just to have the exhibit in both languages giving a good, is powerful. It's respecting the language of the country that we are living as well as the country with we left, our native language.
Talking to Patricia Agia-Guayo and David Littig about an exhibit at Green Bay's Neville Public Museum called Estamos Aquí, looking at the past and present of the Latino community in northeastern Wisconsin. And David, let's look at that history a little bit. Talk a little bit about how long the Latino community has been a presence in northeastern Wisconsin, and what areas did they emigrate from?
Well, we start with one of the interesting things is, well, they started back in the 1930s, but really started to, you know, our exhibit really, we have some little data on demographic data, but it really started in terms of permanent residence. You begin in the 1950s. What's interesting is that over today is about northeast Wisconsin, there are over 35,000 Latinos in northeast Wisconsin. And what the other thing, when we started this exhibit, while there's a predominance of Mexicans, one of the things is, no, they're more than just Mexicans here. And so one of the things we tried to do is go identify and bring in into this exhibit the cultural traditions of Latin Americans, people in Latin Americans. And I think we interviewed and talked to just about from every country except maybe Paraguay. That's the one we didn't get. But we really searched, and we found out that there was Latin American. So that's the great diversity. And that's one of the things that we champion even in the exhibit on language. In other words, there's difference in language, even in Spanish languages, how people relate to one another, how they introduce themselves, how they talk. It's the same objects in one language. It's something totally different from another country in the same Spanish language. So really, when we try to do the diversity, and one of the interesting things is a lot of audio material. And there's a part of the exhibit for every Latin American country. We have three musical selections. And so you have the music and the rhythms and all the things that are popular in every country in Latin America. You can watch three of them. You can listen to three of them. So again, you're increasing what the thing is, a great diversity, and you get a full picture from Latin America in terms of the culture.
And Patricia, David was talking about there some of the culture. You mentioned the music. There are cultural artifacts going through the exhibit. Patricia, what are your favorite kind of examples of Latino culture portrayed in the Green Bay area?
Hmm. Well, I am from Chile, and when I heard the music going through the exhibition, it really came, you know, tears in my eyes. Because being in Green Bay and listening to music of my country was amazing. And I can imagine other Latino families from different countries when they hear the music, or even the many different, craft . That were there, beautiful craft from different countries. It's amazing, really. I was so in tears when I saw the way they organized the exhibition, and have all these different people from different countries doing so many good things in the community. And many times, you know, they are not recognized, and how well they are doing, supporting each other, and not just between Latinos, but supporting the community in a whole.
And David, you mentioned doing interviews with people from all over the Spanish-speaking world, really, here. Were there common themes you heard from people about what it means for them to be Latino in Wisconsin?
You know, one of the things that some of the ideas, one of the things that really touched me very deeply was, I interviewed 30 people. About the 30 people, and I asked them about their experience in the United States. And we have quotes. There are some 70 quotes that are taken, and you can have an audio and listen to them But the one theme at this, what is the theme that's running through them about their experience? A couple of things struck out. One is they found opportunities to advance their education in Green Bay area. In other words, to begin literacy, mm-hmm. To get their GED, to go to tech school, to go to the university, and we find that theme really coming out, that they have really energized their people are trying to advance themselves. The other thing is that one of the things we wanted to keep is kind of a central part of the experience of of being in Latin America in a city. And we wanted something that would embrace all of the different countries and all the people. And we said that the major centerpiece of the exhibit is the plaza. The plaza. It's a place where people intermingle, they talk, they're surrounded. And the plaza is surrounded by artifacts and works of art. For example, a Mexican painter lives here in Green Bay from UWGB, Maura Vasquez. She does these beautiful paintings in acrylics of her children, very large. There's Wenzi Martinez from Oaxaca, a really nationally known textiles. So we have really some wonderful art people who are doing their work, creative artwork, right now in Northeast Wisconsin and contributing at all levels from, this is what's so embracing about this exhibit.
As we wrap up, I wanted to ask each of you about the title of the exhibit, Estamos Aquí, which means we are here. Patricia, what does that mean to you?
It is time to show that we are here, and we are here to do good things. And many of the people in the community working very hard, like finishing their GED, getting a higher education. It is not easy because they have to do it in a language that is not the most easiest language in the world. But they have the energy, they have the ganas, what we say in Spanish. They really want to move forward with their education and contribute to this country and to this community in a positive way. So estamos aquí means we are going to stay here, and I don't think we are leaving from here because we love the city, we love the people around us and the support that we are receiving, and we are ready to do good things.
And David?
Like always.
Well, it's a kind of pride and conviction, That's it. There's so pride of what they're doing here.
We'll leave it there for now. David, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Patricia, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
We've been talking to David Littig, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at UW Green Bay, and Patricia Ejiaquayo, teacher at Green Bay's Hispanic Resource Center. They're with us to talk about Estamos Aquí, an exhibit exploring Latino identity in northeastern Wisconsin. It's open now. It runs through April of next year at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay.
Coming up, we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. 2017 marks 150 years since Laura Ingalls Wilder was born in Wisconsin. Her story and that of Ma, Pa, Carrie, Mary, and of course her love Manly was a big part of many childhoods.
What about you? Were you a fan of the Little House books growing up? Which one was your favorite? Did you enjoy the stories when they were all young children, or did you like growing up with them? Did you watch the TV show? Are you a devoted fan of Laura Ingalls Wilder and Little House? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.